Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are.
The military is now leading the way for gay rights. President Obama issued his order, and now they are poised to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that has been enforced since Bill Clinton was president. Yeah, they all got together on Capitol Hill with Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, whose opinion was in the New York Times quote of the week. He said, "No matter how I look at the issue, I cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place a policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens." I hope this turns into an epidemic of consciousness when it comes to not only serving in the military, but in civilian life as well. The trial in San Francisco to consider the constitutionality of Proposition 8's California ban on same-sex marriage concluded recently. Testimony and evidence included lies and hate-filled tactics used to inform and inspire the campaign against gay marriage. Predictions of child molestation, perverted sexual education, and bestiality were levied at homosexuals asking for equality before the law. The presiding judge, Vaughn R. Walker, wanted to allow the broadcast of proceedings, but the U.S. Supreme Court, voting along ideological lines, blocked the live feed, arguing that it might endanger those who sought to deny people their equal rights. Uncomfortable broadcasting bigotry, you know. Keeping this off the World Wide Web is another way of silencing the minority. Very much like Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But the military has gotten all rainbow now. Yet the fact is, before such a simple act is put into action, they will have to investigate and consider the transition to a gay-friendly fighting force. Which seems like an oxymoron to me, but nonetheless, there will be committees and investigations and a whole lot of paperwork. This will take time because, you know, we must be sure that gay soldiers adhere to strict military conduct when it comes to, you know, sex. They're worried about sex in the military, but strange, no worry about protocol nor mention of the frequency of rape in the military in the heterosexual ranks. Unreported and much worse, Free Speech Radio last week featured a story about female soldiers who are afraid to pursue the rapist through legal channels because, well, they might get locked in a storage container or face accusations of trying to ruin the man's career because she experienced, quote, a few minutes of discomfort, unquote. Does that make you ill? But nonetheless, they're worried about soldiers in drag or lesbians recruiting because a lot of the men in the military are violent misogynists. No disrespect to the soldiers who defend a woman's honor, who respect her rank, her boundaries. I'd sure love to see those soldiers stand up and be counted, like wear t-shirts that say men against rape. In the end, I am concerned, however, that the heralding and highlighting of pending new equality in the armed forces, where our gay and lesbian brothers will be killing people and being killed, merits a front page headline in the New York Times. Yet the national media's attention regarding the cause for love and marriage is muted. It's alarming. It has a sinister ring to it. It's baffling to think that allowance for more freedom and equality when it comes to war is progressive. But love and marriage, well, they say it could destroy civilization. I wonder, with these priorities, if that's not such a bad idea after all. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear this commentary and previous ones at my website, www.sherryglazer.net.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want, the opportunity's on. And if you find a new way,